I think the theme for the whole weekend is realizing that because you're not this person that you think you are, you can be free. And when you really understand that, how pure everything becomes. Because you can't get a life, you can't have a God, you can't have anything, you're already it. There's nothing to look for. There's nothing you can do that changes any of that. And we can fuss about the words, but you have to realize that when we've thought those things, it's put us in a place of duality. And it's so amazing how simple it becomes just to realize that you're, everything is now, everything's full, everything's complete, everything's boundless. There's nothing more that you can get. If we all disappeared tomorrow, we wouldn't need to arrive somewhere. We've already been there. And that's the kingdom of heaven. That's the kingdom of love. And just realizing that is, in that sense, that is reinventing itself every second. But it's never been this before. It's always new. It's just like a fingerprint. It's like when Robert said, when you, the person puts his foot in a river, every time it's different water in a different place. That's how amazing this all is. That's spontaneous life. And we miss it when we don't know that. We really miss the moment. And all that becomes missed by because of our looking out and gnashing our teeth in the world. You can't hear any of that. You certainly can't enjoy it. That's why we've talked a lot about, I mean, saying not to judge is sort of almost saying like judging. But what we're trying to do is tell you there's so much in this moment. And there's always a new one coming. Yeah. And it's so explosive. It's blown me away that what it produces is a rest, that it just doesn't matter anymore what happens. So that's why I just don't have a commentary on stuff, you know? What you see on all that stuff, it just doesn't matter. People think that's irresponsible, but the weight of responsibility is hell. And you can't say those words anywhere but here. You know, but the freedom that it brings and the joy and the peace that it brings to realize you can't be responsible because there isn't a you. And it makes everyone the same. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Everyone's the same now. Yeah. Huh? Because we're still here. Somehow, aren't we? Yeah. We're all still here. And there's no you, but what's this? Huh? What is this? Well, I'm you and you and you. And there's no separation at all. Gary put up a post that I'd read many times before. And one guy, it was Romney, and he said, Rummy, he was an Eastern guru, and the guy asked him, he said, what about others? And he said, there are no others. That's what it means. So if there are no others, there can be no judgment whatsoever at all. So hopefully this weekend, with like, even like what Karen shared, it'll start to slow down some of those things that's just tormented you. Yeah. That's all it's ever done. It'll start to slow some of those things down, and you'll start to feel this love and this peace that you've never felt before, never really felt. I felt love this last week that I never knew was possible. Amen. Never knew could ever, ever be experienced by anyone. And I can't really share the details, but I can just tell you that I looked out yesterday as I was walking up at this tree branch. I was out with Buster, and I looked up at this tree branch. And the branch was cut off. And somehow it started sparkling. and started glowing. And it brought a peace to me that was timeless. It was just like I was gone. It was just like I totally disappeared. And that's the kind that came from this love I've been experiencing this last week. And I just almost cried. It was just so beautiful. And there wasn't any words. I looked at a branch that was half dead and cut off. What the heck? The tree isn't even pretty. It's probably one of our ugliest trees. It's like, it's just a wild cherry tree. Isn't that crazy? I mean, if I go out and look at a tree, you know, you're going to get goosebumps. I wouldn't go there. Just totally amazed. And I'm just so thankful for everyone. I'm thankful that we've been together. And I appreciate all you guys making the effort. Karen, for coming so far. It's beautiful. I was so excited when you said you were going to do all that.
On the bus, 28 hours.
Yeah. All of you that have traveled, we're so grateful for that, and grateful for Rex and Liz. They're our rocks.
Yes.
Yeah. Old Rexy. He started coming, and I couldn't get rid of him. He just walked in here with his bow-legged cowboy boots on, and, "Hi, I'm Rex." Okay. And I never have had to ask him to come. I'm telling you. He just showed up. I said, "Who the heck's this?" And we've been having a love affair ever since.
Yeah.
So thank you. And we're going to go have a wonderful meal together now, and we'll be done for the weekend. So thank you, everybody.